You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
What's up and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. I'm your host for today, Monica Stratt, and I'm back with another episode from the Coach 'Em All series, a free workshop that I'm doing fortnightly with my friends Jaden Roy from Yeah That Agency and Destroy All Lines and band coach Steve Canatelli. And you can sign up to participate live at monicastrutt.com/coachemall. And we pick a subject every week, or we just have random Q&A sessions where you can ask us anything. And they have been going off. And just even learning from my colleagues, Jaden and Steve, has been such a pleasure. And so I couldn't help but reshare some of the audio on the Daily Music Business Podcast relating to particular subjects and questions that I get most often because, yeah, honestly, like, these discussions have been fire and I just really want to share them with you and help as many people as possible with them outside of the container of those workshops. So I've been chopping up some of the excerpts from these workshops into snippets and repurposing them here. And today we are talking about tall poppy syndrome and worrying what people think online. Because, you know, being a musician and putting yourself out there is hard sometimes. You know, we have this very prehistoric brain that tells us to be fearful of standing out because being ostracized from our tribe many, many thousands and thousands of years ago actually meant literal death. It could have meant being eaten by a saber-toothed tiger or being away from the warmth of the fire. So, you know, that's why we have this innate fear of putting ourselves out there. But, you know, we are not in the prehistoric times anymore, and it's just our brain's way of keeping us safe. And we have to overcome that if we want to stand out and, you know, be known for being a musician or even working in the industry and being an entrepreneur and trying something new. So tall poppy syndrome is something that I've definitely experienced and I've definitely witnessed a ton of times. And it's very interesting that when you start having success in your career, that people will start coming out of the woodwork to tear you down. And I don't want to put a negative cloud over it, but ultimately your success is going to be seen as a threat on a subconscious level to many people, which I find extremely interesting. So that is what we talk about in today's episode. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow me on my socials. I'm Monica Strutt. And without further ado, let us get into this episode all about putting yourself out there and the fear of what others will think. I'm very excited about this next question, which comes from Brenton, because I have a very simple and effective answer to it, but I think I'm definitely excited to hear you guys' answers as well.
Yeah.
How would you balance out promotional aspect with the social networking aspect? In the past, I've seen bands, including my own, receive quite cutting backlash because you dare to be ambitious. I eventually learned to just ignore that shit, but it hurts a lot more. And then people are agreeing. Blake says, my band got destroyed by a punk group on Facebook forum once. Was very humbling indeed. So here's the thing. I mean, Australians would have heard the term tall poppy syndrome. Your success is going to make a lot of people uncomfortable.
Yep, 100%.
100%. Couldn't agree more.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's where, you know, the course that I've just created, Step Into the Spotlight, this is tackling this very issue of creating the confidence so that you can learn to be a leader. And you'll find that you'll attract more of your hardcore fans the more true you are to yourself and the more authentic you can be online. And it's fucking scary. I've said things that I've regretted online and had some backlash. I've been trolled, but like not as much as you would think. But back to what I was saying, I mean, your success is going to make some people uncomfortable, but you have to your mission is more important than your ego. So yeah, it's, it hurts when people are, you know, when some people have like something negative to say about what you're doing. But it's like that Dita Von Teese quote where she's like, you could be the juiciest, most ripest peach and there's still going to be someone out there who hates peaches. So you may as well just go out there, be bold, be like your big, fat, juicy peach self. So that's what I have to say about it. And it takes a lot of practice to develop that resilience. I mean, the resilience I have now is not the same resilience that I had a couple of years ago. There were definitely a lot of moments where I was like shaking, even just putting a blog post out that two people read. Now I can stream and, you know, 70 people RSVP'd for this call and I'm not worried about, you know, possibly saying the wrong thing because ultimately I'm confident enough and I feel like I can back myself enough to say what I need to say and it's fine. Not everyone has to agree. But I mean, what are you guys' experience with tall poppy syndrome and especially because you guys have worked with quite big caliber artists?
I can honestly say that for me, I am a very resilient person. So I go down the line of embrace the hate. When I first put Future Artist Development out there, I had so many dudes from big bands in Australia and around the world posting about what a crock of shit they thought that I was doing, right?
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Ended up being the greatest thing for my business that they could have ever done because collectively they got out to millions of people, which was something I could not do at the time, right? Now, as a result of that, I have now been booked up for nearly 4 years straight off the back of these people's posts. And I haven't even done an advertisement for my business, right? I've not advertised anything, right? So people were inboxing me being like, are you going to respond to this? Are you going to say anything about it? I'm like, nah, I'm just going to let it go and I'm going to let it do what it does. So there's no real, if you've got something that you believe in and you got something that you put your heart and soul into and you know you're doing a good thing by people, which is, you know, I go to bed every single night going, fuck yeah, I helped people today. You know, I helped young people take a step towards achieving their dreams. You know, I don't feel bad about that. Why would I feel bad about that? So people can literally, they can rattle off whatever bullshit they want. But if they're doing it to 100,000 people at a time, then there may be, you know, maybe 1 or 2% of that may actually go check out what it is that I am actually doing and benefit from it. So I think as long as you're not doing anything malicious, man, let people hate, let them go ham on you. Like if you know the person you are, then what does it matter? It only matters what you think about yourself.
100%. So I'm a big pro wrestling fan. That's pretty much like my biggest hobby outside of music. I actually watch like a stupid amount of pro wrestling every single week. Like I probably dedicate about 20 hours to it. And the reason I'm actually bringing this up is because I'm going to quote one of my favorite people, which was Eric Bischoff, who used to run a company called WCW in the 90s. He said, controversy creates cash. And, you know, fucking bring it, man. Like, you know, I'm like, I used to be like, I reckon, you know, me 5-6 years ago was the most insecurest booking agent manager ever. You know, I was so scared about every single person, like having an opinion about me and like, you know, all because like I was offering something different. Cause like I launched Band Rescue back then. Like the consulting service that you see is now back, you know, and I allowed people to essentially bully me back into closing that, you know, back then, because I listened to too much negative connotations with it. Too many people that had their heads so far removed up their own ass, you know, for me to even pay attention to their opinion. At the end of the day, right, like I helped a lot of people in that time. I actually did 97 clients in that time when I launched Band Rescue for 2 years, you know, in that time. And, you know, now I'm back at it again. And now, like, you know, I've evolved and like the reaction's been really awesome. So also thank you every person that's inquired, like that's amazing. But like, I used to care about that stuff so much. And then I was like, why does it matter? You know, at the end of the day, like, you're not harming anyone. You're not screwing anyone over. You're not doing anything shit. Like, you're just offering your intellectual property that you've earned and acquired through these periods of time. Why not put value to it? You know, you're entitled to put value to that, you know, and that's what we're all doing now. You know, we've all created like our own unique businesses in a lot of ways because, like, you know, one, like you said, Mon, you backed yourself, you know, and backing yourself is the most important thing to do, you know, because like, if you don't back yourself, then like, you're going to end up like I did 5-6 years ago and close a business that was making a really good income for me personally, you know, but I allowed so much negativity to get to me. Back in that time that, you know, I just allowed to consume me and it's silly, you know? So yeah. In that context, yes. And even the same thing with like, you know, people shitting on bands that I work with, you know, I'm all about it because it just directs attention to the product, you know, and it just means more people are going to watch it, you know? And like, I don't even care if they fucking dislike the YouTube video either. Like, it means to me that you watched it and like, you know, if you're going to get up in arms and comments and say how shit it is in there, it's clearly done something. And I know that you're secretly listening to it on Spotify.
Yeah. There's something so liberating once you learn that other people's reactions to you are all about them. It's actually nothing to do with you. So that goes for literally any single thing in life. As I said, your success will make people uncomfortable because it will trigger their own insecurities and they'll feel a sense of lack because of what you're accomplishing. That's the only reason why people say shit. And you know, you should never take advice as well. Like just what Jaden was saying about closing your business, you should never take advice from people who aren't where you want to be as well. So it's like those people who are trolling you, well, what are you doing with your life? Who are you helping? You know, why are you spending so much time and effort trying to pull other people down? And I know that sounds like really cliche, but it's actually true. So it's like, if Jaden or, you know, coach comes to me and is like, hey, Monica, like, I don't think you should be doing this. I'll be like, fuck, because you guys are where I want to be and I respect your career. But if someone, Joe Blow off the street, says, oh, like, why do you have a podcast? Like, your band's not even big. Like, people have said that to me before. And I'm just like, literally your opinion is invalid.
Yeah, it's like, who the fuck cares? Like,
yeah, and let's not forget the key rules of success. Be loved, hated, but never tolerated. You know, the worst thing that can happen to you is that you put out a company or you put out music or you put out your band and nobody listens to it. That's the worst thing that could happen. The best things that can happen are either people love it and share it or hate it and share it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and secondly, you know, off the back of what Mon and Jaden were just saying, never let anybody dictate your own happiness. Do you know what I mean? Don't let a bunch of strangers that you don't know dictate your happiness. Like, you know, it's fuck them to be quite frank. If they don't believe in what you're doing, move on to the people that do.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Hello, Tom May here, host of Future Friday. I've spent the last 15 years on the road with my band, The Menzingers, where I've met all kinds of wild and fascinating people. So I started a podcast. On Future Friday, I talk to fellow musicians about the moments that made them, their passions outside of music, and the curiosities that tie us all together. I've also talked to the likes of UFO researchers, magicians, soldiers, and documentary filmmakers, and I'm constantly searching for folks that can shape and change our view of the world. You can check out Future Friday wherever you like.